You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Chwaba.
Are you there?
Conrad, I was talking for a minute.
Your camera wasn't on. Sorry.
I just did the most beautiful comeback on the show. It would have won me a local Emmy, maybe? A regional Emmy?
Okay.
And I had my voice. Oh my God. Wait, welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. That is one of the flaws of doing the show from home. But it is great to have you with me as we start Act 2 tonight and having a lot of fun here. Matt Miller was here. We played some audio of Conrad and I fighting a silverback gorilla. There was only two of us. We did our best. And we've still got Terry Barr coming up at 7:35 on a Bar Band Friday night. And our pal Mike Clemens is going to join us in just a second. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Marvel movie or character? Share that with us on the text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or on the app or on the stream if you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or Twix. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. It's great to have Mike Clemens with me in studio. I only wish I were there to have welcomed him in person. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good, Pete. How are you?
Good. You look good there with the WGBW behind you.
Yeah.
Did you work out of there a lot with the draft when you were in town?
Yeah. I actually used the facility here downtown. Worked out great. Only one parking ticket. and right now, it's downtown on Friday night in Green Bay. It's hopping there. I'm parked like in Ashwaubenon. I mean, I'm about three, four blocks away or so. So.
Listen, go next door, Mike. Get yourself some gelato. It's delicious.
Oh.
Jocelyn and Atby, I think is his name. Wonderful people.
I'll say great hi gelato. To them for you.
Yeah, if I had known you were coming in, I don't know why we didn't. I thought for some reason you were on the phone. I would have been there because it would have been great to see you. But it's great to see you like this, and I appreciate you taking the time out.
Well, it came up because we got to rookie minicamp going on this weekend for the Packers.
Okay.
And then tomorrow night I got Brewers and Cubs to cover. At American Family Field, and then a Sunday afternoon game, and then the Astros come to town. So drove up this morning and got here, and we got to talk to all the players, all the rookie draft picks, starting with Matthew Golden, the wide receiver out of Texas they took in the first round. Conrad was there in person out there in the crowd, you know, watching it happen. And I'm excited, man. I said to him today, has this been a blur? Because, like, 9 years ago, Pete, he and his mom were living outside of a Walmart.
Oh, my gosh.
With no place to live. And he's like in junior high. And he's gone from that to high school to a family taking him in for 3 years to getting into Houston and then transferring over to Texas and the Longhorns where he's in more of a pro set and then getting in the first round pick and being on that giant stage in front of 200,000 people. I mean, that's been a blur. But he said, you know, I work hard at this every day, and that's how I'm here. And, yeah, every once in a while he has to catch his breath, but I'm really excited to see what this – we're going to get to see him in practice tomorrow across
the street. That's exciting. And I'm sure no one is more excited than Jordan Love. What do you make of that, Mike, that they didn't really draft receivers in the first round for Favre or Aaron Rodgers, but here we go. This guy runs like a 4 – he runs like a 3.140. He's very fast. I saw him last night in a video running the 40. It was incredible.
I just from what I've watched of his tape at Texas, A little bit of him reminds me of that first year with a guy named Greg Jennings, who could have that kind of breakaway speed, the good hands. Now we just want to see how crisp the routes are, how smart of a player he is, because Greg was very smart. Greg Jennings, man, I remember his rookie minicamp and me doing reports and say, this dude looks like he's been here 5 years. I mean, he took off right away with Favre, you know, and led them. Right. He said that outside threat. And then they had all those different receivers back then from different sizes and shapes and, you know, and a tight end and Jermichael Finley and everything like that. But we'll see. We'll see. I get to see him work out for the first time tomorrow. But, yeah, Matthew Golden, and I also said to him, I said, so he's aware that, you know, they have not taken a wide receiver in the first round from the Green Bay Packers since 2002. I said, yeah, Javon Walker. I said, do you realize you weren't born yet? You weren't even born yet. And he says, it's clear to me how significant this is. And he put it on his shoulders. He wants to be that standout guy to make sure to say to everybody, the Packer fans, they made a right choice taking me at 23rd overall in front of 200,000 people.
Yeah, no, you love that kind of attitude, especially from a rookie. What else stood out to you, Mike, about the draft? I mean, this is a historic event for Green Bay. It must have been really cool being there. Did anything happen that surprised you or kind of blew you away at any level?
Yeah, you drew 600,000 people and you had one arrest.
Yeah, that
is eight people carried. Eight people asked to leave, one arrest. With the fortress of security that was around that place. Think about this, 600,000 people in 3 days, and of course Friday was cold and rainy all day long. How Summerfest or Wisconsin State Fair, that runs 10, 11 days.
Yeah. I
mean, you know, Green Bay matched their attendance in 3 days. That's how intense it was over there. And the other thing that I learned too is, you know, you had to get a free pass. You know, Conrad knows this. You went and applied for a pass. Maybe you had to give up your email, and then you get your ticket on your phone. And then you show that ticket when you went through security to get inside in the parking lot in front of the stage. That's not how they took attendance. And, you know, down in Milwaukee, back in the day, you know, 20 years ago or further back, when they did the circus parade, there were some political talk guys that were like, oh, you know, why is this city spending all this money for this parade? And they were questioning the police estimates of the crowd. You know, what do you mean? There wasn't 500,000 people there, and we're spending too much money as taxpayers to fund this parade and blah, 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 all that stuff. So to me, crowd estimates in the state have always been kind of sensitive because there's always sort of tax dollars attached to it. The way they measured this was they have the cameras they had all set up, hooked up to a computer that counts the heads through the TV pictures they took.
Oh, my gosh.
That's where we're at in terms of the technology. That's so how they crazy. Got that attendance level. The other thing that I found out, too, was that, Homeland Security was very interested in that event. You find out this stuff. Well, I kind of knew some of this before because some contacts I had. There was as many as 300 folks that were signed up for Homeland Security, dressed as fans, dispersed amongst the crowd, at the very least armed with cell phones. But the minute they saw something weird going on, they could report it. You would never know that they were agents, but they were there dressed, you know, spread out and scanning the crowd, making sure everybody was behaving. There wasn't anything weird going on. So a lot of planning went into this thing. And
that's great.
And it paid off. I mean, there are restaurants and businesses. And Pete, I see that. I've been to 20 Super Bowls, and I see this every year. You know, the Super Bowl's coming to Jacksonville, Florida. It's coming back to New Orleans. It's coming to Indianapolis. And, you know, for 2 years, they're pounding. It's going to be big. Oh, the crowds and all that. And then you go to a sports bar about 15 miles away from the stadium where the Super Bowl is going to be held on, like, Wednesday night before the game, right? And they've got extra staff, extra bartenders, everybody all around. And they're like, you know, we got, like, 20 people here. They think that Terry Bradshaw and the whole Fox crew are going to come walking in. They're going to see celebrities. And it's not that way. You know what happens is all the residents get out of their habits, and they decide, well, I don't want to fight all those roadblocks and security stuff.
Oh, so
they hunker down, and they stay home. And it screws up, you know, the ecosystem of the economy, the local economy. And I'm hearing a lot of that from some of the area businesses that said, you know, it was actually kind of slow. You know, where were all the people and stuff? Well, they were down there, you know, and they were the out-of-towners and everything. And a lot of the folks that lived in the Green Bay area said, but, you know, I reminded them, I said, look, I see this every year when I go to Super Bowl because there's that two-year buildup. The game is on Sunday night. It draws 133 million people, more than Apollo 11, right? Sets ratings records. And then on Monday, it's the big celebration. It was a great game, great, you know, everything went okay. Then about Tuesday or Wednesday morning, front page paper is the Super Bowl to our town. Question mark. Was it worth it? Because they've spent all that money, tax money,
yeah,
and extra labor to draw that thing there. And the answer to the question is, yeah, because I just told you some of the cities I've been to. Minneapolis, you know, and they had the press conferences all week long in the cold, but in the Mall of America was a great setting. You brought the media and all this attention to your town, and it will show up later on in the tourism. The people say, oh, this is where they held the draft.
It's like perfect. It's like perfect advertising. I agree with you. I mean, you can't, like, this is like legendary for Green Bay, and people already are fascinated by Green Bay anyway because of the size of the town, and we have a team and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I think it's a great thing. Mike Clemens is joining us here on Nightlight. He just covered the draft last weekend. And Mike, what else should we? I know that Luke Fickle was in the news today. I know the Cubs are playing the Brewers. The Bucks made kind of a bummer of an exit. Can I ask you, do you have any thoughts on Giannis? What do you think is going to happen there?
You're going to see all these stories. They've already started on ESPN. Is Giannis leaving Milwaukee?
Yeah.
I am not a conspiracy guy, but I think that it's pretty solid that there are some NBA owners, and there's two or three networks that spend hundreds of millions of dollars to get the rights to the NBA that are trying to do everything they can to get the ratings of that product up by another decimal point because the NBA doesn't draw as much as it should. And they would love to see a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo in New York or in L.A., not in Milwaukee, not in Indianapolis and all that.
Yeah.
And you're going to see them keep on suggesting that. Whereas Giannis has told our local reporters that are there every day, I don't want to leave here. I'm going to want another one here. I love it in Milwaukee. I want to do it for Milwaukee. And that'll be
That's so great.
That'll be what will be going on for the next several weeks and months.
So he said that, but is he, you know, even from friends of mine who were like great Bucks fans and that, they're saying like, oh, well, they wouldn't even blame him if he left. But you're saying he still wants to stay. He's still committed to Milwaukee despite these hurdles that the team is facing.
Right.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Mike Clemens is here. Folks, it's great to have you here with us on this Friday night. We'll hopefully we can keep Mike for a few minutes after the break. And then Terry Barr will be along at 7:35. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite Marvel movie or character? Conrad, I'm envious. You get to hang out with Mike.
Yes.
I didn't know that. It's like I feel like the cool kids are hanging out. You get Mike Clemens FaceTime. I'm very envious. PJ on the stream says that was good. And that was around the time we played our sketch.
Yes. Yes. Thanks. My pain, Conrad. My pain is your amusement.
You got the silverback gorilla opened up a can of whoop ass on Conrad and me, but Conrad got the brunt of it. We are coming back after a very short break. We'll have more with Mike Clemens, and then Terry Barr comes along at 7:35. Hey, it's great to have you with me. Hope you're having fun with us here tonight on Nightlight, folks. It's Pete Schwabba, and I'm on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Civic Media's own do everything guy Luke Mathers has chimed in and says Captain America Winter Soldier is the best Marvel movie. Great choice, Luke. I said that too before I got confused and said Wonder Woman, but Great text. Thank you. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Welcome back. We are excited because this is a bar band Friday night. Mike Clemens is with us in studio. He's with Conrad in studio, and he just gave us a rundown on the draft. Mike, it's great to see you. Great to have you here. You say Giannis is staying. I take your word for that, and I think that would be a great thing. I love, and it seems like it's kind of, it just doesn't happen anymore. Like, I've reached a point personally where I don't blame guys for taking the money. It's a short career. You never know what will happen. Take the money and run like a thief in the night. But I also love when an athlete shows some loyalty to the city that has become his home or her home.
Yeah, I think he likes it as his home. They just announced that they're expecting their fourth child. But here's the situation. John Horst, the GM, just signed an extension. So there's that.
Okay.
You've built this roster to this certain point, and you know part of the plan was to bring in Damian Lillard at the peak of his career.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, he comes back from the blood clot, then blows out his left leg, his other leg, with a torn Achilles. That's going to be a year. When he comes back, he'll be 36, going on 37 years old at a point guard.
Right.
And then a lot of the contracts of this, you know, current group of guys that you brought in trades and whatever, you can't really budge there. And John Horst doesn't have a pick in the first round now until 2031. How do you rebuild team?
Oh, my gosh.
How do you rebuild a team with that? So that's why people say all the Bucks can do is trade away Giannis and get, you know, 5-6 picks and a whole bunch of new players. Or you just go back to saying, we're going to go to the plate again and swing with the group that we've got. And
right.
You know, and hopefully Bobby Portis doesn't get suspended for 25 games this year. And Dame can get through a whole season. Blah, blah, blah. But I don't know if he's going to – he can't play at all. I mean, it's an Achilles. Sometimes
right.
It could be a career ender. Didn't Kobe Bryant have one?
He did.
Toward the end of his career.
Yeah.
And he wasn't really – he couldn't move like he did before. He was just kind of a – shooting from the, from the depths.
Conrad had his Achilles ripped out by that silverback gorilla. I don't know if you heard
he
that.
Did. Like,
that
was, yeah. Well,
walk up on his feet in a couple weeks.
Right.
You know?
He made the mistake of being one of the first of the 100 guys. You know,
exactly.
I'm back there on 97 or 98. That's when I jump in. You guys are doing a fine job up there. I'll take pictures.
I just want to know. I want to tell you if we ever see serious combat, I'm going to be right behind you guys every step of the way.
Do we know who started that? Because it was even on Colbert last night on CBS.
I don't even know. I have no idea.
It's a great question.
It's a great question, but I can't believe it's become as viral as it has. It's just an odd thing. Mike, did you happen to read the article? I think it was on ESPN about Luke Fickell saying, you know, some of the adjustments they're making and how they're in a great place and they're going to go back to the roots or something like that.
What is the deal? I don't know.
I'm so excited for this guy.
I don't know about Coach. You know, he's got a little General MacArthur to him. You know, like the sunglasses, and I'm just looking for the, you know, like right. I shall return. And I mean, there's a little bit too much show, and not enough.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see direction. I don't see, you know, like
and
we're taking.
That's what
this
I thought we were
going to
get.
Building.
Like I thought. What's he going to do? Go back to Paul Christ? I thought we were going to bring in this explosive offense and it was going to be like, you know, a highlight reel. And when I read in that article today, I just skimmed it, but I was like, oh, don't go back. What does this mean? You know, I know they let go of the offensive coordinator, but it's
hey, there's one of the Packers though. And I didn't get a chance to talk to him today, but the seventh round pick, John Williams, big offensive lineman. He played at Cincinnati, which means he was probably recruited by Luke Fickell before Luke took the job in Madison. I haven't seen game plan, strategy, coaching staff, all those kinds of things, core players built yet to get this guy, you know, like a team identity. And that's going to run out pretty quick here. And to top that off, in this NIL portal era, oh my gosh.
Right.
Oh my gosh. One of the guys I was talking to the other day, though, you know, they used to, back to the Packers and rookie orientation week, is like they also would bring in these kids and say, okay, now you're going to make $1 million this year. So here's your financial advisor. Here's this. These kids are coming. They've already got an agent. They already know what to do with money. That stuff, they've grown up a lot in the last year or two, and they can, they're ready to go right into playing pro football. So there's that bridge that's been built.
Right. Mike, I've got to read some texts here before we get to the break, but I appreciate you. It's so great that you're there, and I'm so envious that I'm not, or I'm envious of Conrad because I'm not there, but I really appreciate you coming in, and maybe we can talk some Cubs Brewers next week.
Hopefully so. Yeah. Hopefully, you know, I mean, they're just getting underway tonight.
Yeah.
Three game set. Cubs in first place right now, 19-16.
They're about two or three games. Not a lot, but yeah, it should be good. Thank you so much, buddy. Always so much fun when you're on the show, and maybe we can catch up next week.
My pleasure, Pete. My pleasure.
All right. Thanks. That's Mike Clemens, the hardest working man maybe ever. Can I say that, Conrad?
I think you can.
Civic Media Sports Authority. All right. From the 213, the original Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies. Do those count? Of course they count. There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, that's our pal Nathan Deming. Thank you, Nathan. And then Tom said, your host said 600,000 level. What does that mean, Con?
I think that's just about the attendance, maybe.
All right. Yeah, that's Mike Clemens. I don't ever doubt what Mike says. So Steve from the 920, you know him as Dad Conrad, says favorite Marvel movie was the Iron Man movies where it helped Robert Downey Jr. get back on track. Did your dad steal your answer or did you steal his answer? That's what I want to know.
I think we watched it together when I was young. So
Brian from Milwaukee says, I don't have a favorite Marvel movie. Was turned off by the whole franchise when they started merging everything together. You miss one or two films in the franchise and you are completely lost in the storyline. Join the club, buddy. Thank you for the text, Brian. We're coming right back. It's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr is up next. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The champion of dance, his moves will put you in a trance, and he never leaves the disco alone.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
All right. It is that time of the week, ladies and gentlemen. One of my favorites here on Nightlight as we welcome our friend and Max Inc. radio co-host. She knows more about music than the rest of us have forgotten. That makes no sense, but I think you know what I mean. She's very knowledgeable, and she's an absolute blast to have on here every Friday night for Bar Band Friday Night. Terry Barr, how are you, my friend?
Hello, Pete and Conrad. Happy Friday night. I am coming to you from the youth ballparks of Denmark, Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're in the hood. I can't believe it. How it's your nephew's baseball tournament. How's it going?
Yes. Well, I just checked the score. When I got in the car to call you, it was 4-4, and all of a sudden it's 7-4. So my nephew's team has 7.
The good guys. Okay.
The good guys have 7. Yeah. It's so you much are... fun here, you know.
Yeah.
I talked about how it feels like it's the beginning of summer because baseball is underway, and these kids just try so hard, and it's just so fun to watch and to be here to cheer them on.
I can't believe, how are the parents, Terry? Because that is my pet peeve, our parents at these sporting events. Sit down and shut up.
It's the first, yeah. It gets worse as the season goes on. I mean, we've seen some nasty things, although I've seen worse at these young guys, their football games. Woo, yeah, a police officer at one of the last football games of the season for my nephew, a cop actually had to take one of the dads out.
Oh, come on. That is so embarrassing.
Oh, man. And it's like, why are you? And he was screaming at his own child. He wasn't even yelling at someone else's kid or the coaches or the umps or the, you know, whatever you call them in football.
Yeah.
And here comes the cop and he's like, you're coming with me. But now in the WIAA, I find this so fascinating. They passed this new resolution that if you are a parent, and this is related to a WIAA sport, and you get in trouble and get tossed out, you're not allowed back in until you take an online test to prove you are allowed to come back and to be on your best behavior.
You have to go to anti-D-bag training, I think. Just unbelievable. And I don't even, like, what drives me crazy is, like, you want to talk to your own team, that's fine. do not under any circumstances rip on another kid on the other team when they're like kids or middle schoolers or high schoolers. Just get out of here with that. Well, you're great nephew.
Let's they play for the positive. Love of it. Yes, they want to win. I mean, my nephew's 12. Yeah. Come on. But, they want to win as bad as anything. But, they don't deserve to be yelled at. They're not paid. They're all having fun. So, it's a good feel tonight. We'll see. This continues through the weekend. So we'll see how it goes.
He's lucky to have you as an aunt, and we're lucky to have you as a guest.
You are sweet. Thank you. I'm lucky to have him in my life. He's a fun kid.
Well, good luck. I hope they bring home the W out there. Me too. So our question tonight, Terry, is favorite Marvel character or movie? Do you have one?
Oh, I heard you talking about this. Does Hulk? Does the Hulk count? Is he a Marvel?
Conrad, double check.
Yeah,
the Hulk
is Marvel. Yeah,
that's a great.
That between that and Captain America, I think those would be my two. And I don't know if it's just because the Hulk especially takes me back to when there was the Hulk TV show.
Bill Bixby, absolutely.
Oh my goodness, that was something. Yeah,
somebody else said the Hulk tonight too. Matt Harper texted on social media and says, rock rap artist Terry, if you haven't heard Matt's stuff, you definitely should. But he says Deadpool and Wolverine. And then Janet Jelland, I don't think there's any relation to our pal Eric, but she says Winter Soldier. So that's good, so you're in good company. Yeah. So listen, let's get you back to the game at a reasonable hour. Let's jump right in to you have a great guest tomorrow night, and you're sharing some of their stuff with us here tonight, which I think is fantastic.
Correct. We also just found out that we're up for our show is up for quite a few Madison Area Music Association Awards. So we're honored and thrilled by that. But Sunday night, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards is happening this time in Milwaukee. I understand next year it's in Wisconsin Dells, so they're trying to move it around the state now. It was in Green Bay last year, and we are up for the best music show once again, and we are the defending champion. So we'll see how that goes on Sunday night. And then also it is the Rocker Jamboree on Sunday afternoon. He is recovering so well, but this is just an opportunity to hopefully stick a little more cash in his pocket to pay those healthcare bills off after his heart attack. So it's a busy weekend.
I'm glad he's doing better. And you guys have you got a great artist on tomorrow night too, the Shondell Marks. Am I saying that right? Shondell?
You are. Shondell is based in Baraboo. She is a full-time musician. And if she's not out with a band, and I think currently she might be in five different bands, including her own band, she takes time to teach other people how to play whatever you want to learn. If you want to learn bass guitar, piano, she plays accordion. She is just such a talent. And of course, she writes all her own songs as well.
I love that too. What song do you want to start with? Because you sent two great ones. We have Sweet. And then I think, is it Nestor or Genesis?
It's Genesis with her band, Nestor.
Okay.
Sweet is with her own band, and it's an interesting song because she wrote it, as she describes to me when I asked her about it, she wrote it when she was in a relationship and it was going south, and she did everything to be kind, to be nice, to try to hold it together, and then finally she said, forget it. And so she said the song Sweet is not what you think it's going to be.
All right. Well, we'll keep that in mind. Why don't we hear, this is Shondell Marks. You can hear her tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio with our bar band Friday night friend, Terry Barr. Here is the song Sweet.
This paradise, my dear. sucking on in your sweet tea. It's seeping into me. Should only your voice be heard, sitting in your pretty house with a fist full of stones, spinning wheels breaking through, kicking up the dirt. You and your perfection, I'm glad to be alone. Choking honey, your sweet tea.
Man, that is a tough luck song. That's great.
It is. Yeah. Yep. And you know, it's like so there.
I was looking her up while the song was on, and I looked her up earlier, but I didn't realize I made a friend request for her because she's part of the Bottle Rockets and Gin.
She
right?
is. Yeah. That is one of the five projects. Yes, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Boy. Rockets, the three trio, the women, so incredible. And just listening to Shondell's voice, you can imagine with Gin, Chocolate, Bottle Rockets, and I know we've highlighted them on your show,
yeah.
but their voices together are just incredible.
They are great. She's great. Yes. I reached out because I hope at some point I hope to have her or Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets on the show.
Yes.
That's a great song. So tell us a little bit about, so Genesis, I'm sorry, Nestor is her other band. I can't even keep track of
it. Yes. So Nestor is this other project she started a couple of years ago with just, again, a couple of other women musicians. And yeah. I shouldn't stop there because she just started a brand new band called Spare Bones with other female musicians. So it's pretty cool that she is really trying to pick up other women who want to get on stage yeah. and play. And I mean, and they're all so good. I'm jealous. I said, can I just come up and play like a cowbell or a tambourine or something with you guys? Man.
Oh,
but
that's
the
great.
Whole reason we're highlighting her, Pete,
yeah.
She is hosting a really cool show happening at the Al Ringling Theater in Baraboo, that gorgeous historic theater in downtown Baraboo. It's on May 10th, and it's going to be her brand new band, Spare Bones. Madison Malone, who is a product of the Portage Music System and a musician out in L.A. now, she's going to be back for this show. And then highlight is one of Shondell's other projects, which is called Gold Dust Women. They're a cover band of, as you can imagine, Fleetwood Mac.
Let's pick up right there when we come back. Terry Barr is here. It is a Bar Band Friday night, and we have another song coming up right after the break. Great to have you with me. We are coming right back with Terry Barr and the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Beach Wava. I am Beach Wava. This is a Bar Band Friday night. We've got one text here we've got to read. We can't let this one get away. Our question of the night was, what was your favorite or is your favorite Marvel or Marvel character, Marvel movie or Marvel character? Steady Eddie says, sometimes, Pete, you are so cynical. In the future, a penny saved may be a penny or more earned. He's talking about our bumper. Old Ben Franklin will have been proven wise again. The pennies minted in 1981 and before are pure copper and now worth over 2 cents. If you and Conrad separate and save those copper pennies in a big old Wisconsin milk can during the commercial breaks of Nightlight in about 25 years, when the price of copper pops, take those puppies to the shelter and cash them in. You and Conrad will both be sitting pretty and spending your winters in the Bahamas on a beach, sipping a cold beverage of your choice. Without a care in the world, I guarantee. Steady, save your copper pennies now and thank me later, Eddie. P.S. Not meant as financial advice. Thank you for clearing that up, Eddie. He says, for entertainment purposes only. I love that Steady Eddie thinks Conrad and I pal around all the time outside of the studio. We should do more of that, Conrad. Let's be honest.
I mean, we fight silverbacks together, so I don't know what more you want, you know?
It's living. All right. We've got a few minutes left here with our friend Terry Barr, who is at her nephew's baseball game. She is sharing time with us the artist, singer-songwriter Shondell Marks, who is great. You can see her at the Al Ringling Theater May 10th with her band Spare Bones. Love that name. And you can hear her tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio from 6 to midnight. She won't be on the whole time, but Terry and Rocker will talk to her tomorrow night. That's exciting, Terry.
It is. She is so terrific. She's also one of those that teaches little girls at Girls Rock Camp. And that's a week-long thing that you can actually do as a girl from the age of 8 to 18. You go for the week. You learn to play an instrument. You form a band. You write a song. And at the end of the week, you get up on the stage and you jam that song for everybody who's in the audience.
So fun. We were just talking about that last week with our guest last week.
Paige Kleber.
That was so much fun.
Okay.
So as you've established, Shondell Marks has many different entities when it comes to music and bands. Let's hear, this is the song Genesis from her other band, Nestor. Am I getting that right, Terry?
You got it. Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is here. Here is our second song of the night, Genesis.
Make some time for me, please, Genesis. You know it's been a while since we last walked. The air is thin, and I'm not the only one. Caving. You think it's automatic, expecting it to fashion up.
Great, Terry.
Incredible musician.
She's outstanding.
And then she brings all the right people around her. Man, oh man.
That is outstanding. We got to get out of here. Thank you so much. Have a great show tomorrow night and good
Thank
luck
you.
To your nephew. Thank you so much.
That's have Terry. A great weekend, everybody.
You too. Thanks, Terry. Have a great show tomorrow night. Thank you to Mike Clemens. Thank you to Matt Miller and Terry Barr and all your texts and calls. Another fun night at Nightlight. Thanks for being with me, folks. It's Peach Waba. We will be back Monday night on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.